Vilmos Apor, the Martyred Priest. Vilmos Apor's father, Gábor Apor, was born in Vienna, since his father was the Chancery of Erde. Gábor was serving as the county clerk when he took as his wife the Earl Palfi Fidelia, who was 12 years his junior, the daughter of Sándor Palfi, Hussar Colonel Emeritus, the head of the loyal cavalry. Vilmos was of a very mild temperament growing up, and his parents faced little difficulty in raising him. In terms of his religious zeal, he surpassed most of his peers. With his high marks and his precise moral compass, he applied to the Diocese of Győr, where his relative from the upper line, Miklós Széchenyi, welcomed him with open arms. He was then sent to the college at Innsbruck to study. When he left Innsbruck, he took with him not simply a general knowledge of the day, but a very expansive knowledge of faith, public service, heroism, and an appreciation for those who suffer. This was the knowledge that would be most crucial to him. Respect your elders and find your fellow priests. Be patient with the ignorant, merciful with the poor, compassionate with the sufferers, and mild-mannered with the sinners. Always be ready to work and to sacrifice yourself for the Lord and for your salvation. The main parish for his work was designated Indula. He rarely had any money, as he always diverted any meaningful sums he could accrue to public service. Folk missions did not just serve to enhance religious zeal, but also fostered the growth of a dynamic Catholic community. Apor was devoted to clean and clear politics. He saw that through traditional political means he would only be able to progress very slowly and deliberately without resorting to any covert operations. After the third round of discriminatory laws were established against Jews, he began his priestly activities in earnest and felt deeply devoted to the Church. He felt that in his power as the president of the Hungarian Holy Cross Association, it was his duty as well as in the interest of Catholics to do something about these anti-Semitic laws. To do this, however, he would have risked serious harm to the priests and would have required a collective dissolution of the clergy and the Holy See. The bishop extended monetary support to the association as well. He offered refuge for the persecuted Jews. With the assistance of the general secretary of the association, Dr. Joseph Cavalier, he connected with the papal nuncio Angelo Rotta. His petitions and protests finally bore some fruit in regard to giving exception to the baptized. They removed them from under the authority of the Jewish Council to create, exclusively for them, the Christian Jewish Council. One form of saving the Jewish population from their demise was to convert them to Christianity and baptize them. The episcopate of the bishops issued a decree to emphasize their support for adult baptism. They mandated a 6-month educational program that Bishop Apor shortened to be more efficient. Regarding the circumstances, he issued exceptions from under the decree after every 50 to 100 persons after completing the educational course and gave permission to baptize Jews relegated to forced labor duties as well. In 1944, the nuncio signed the documents for thousands of refugees, which gave them diplomatic protection under the Vatican. The nuncio not only issued individual protective documents, but collectively protested against the commencement of deportations on March the 15th, to which he never received a response from the government. Apor wrote to the cardinal, "I regret the cancellation of the conference of the bishops. Most travel difficulties could have been resolved for the majority of the participants." He also regretted the collective reading in churches of the protesting letter that was issued against the discriminatory laws against the Jews. Before Apor could have been arrested by Szálasi, the Russian troops reached Győr. The sight of churches in flames devastated the bishop. After the military occupation, everyone tried to save as much as they could. It was mostly women who faced grave danger. They were petrified even to face any soldiers and were very much afraid of their aggression. For some unknown reason, a young woman once came out of hiding from a fruit storage basement during dinner distribution. One of the soldiers saw and ran after her. She screamed, Uncle Vilmos, help. The bishop ran up on the stairs and angrily confronted the soldiers. He knows, out of here, ordering them to leave. They were first taken aback by the forceful action of the bishop. They retreated, but one of them sent a spray of bullets towards the man. Oppo's nephew, Sándor Bárfi, aged 17, tried to shield his uncle and was struck by 3 bullets. The bishop received 3 shots as well, one of them scraping his forehead. Another went through his cloth and the third one turned out to be fatal, hitting him in his abdomen. One of the women screamed, "Oh, dear bishop, did this for us." Before they left for the hospital, the bishop told to one of his assistants, "I am thankful to the Lord to give us such a good Friday." Later, his words were interpreted as him saying goodbye to his flock. "Once more, I salute my clergy. Be faithful to the church. Spread the gospel with confidence. Lead our poor misled nation to the true road. I offer all my suffering for my sins, for my clergy, the leaders of the country, and our enemies. I ask God not to hold it against them, what they do against the church with their rapid actions. I offer my suffering for our dear homeland and the entire world. Saint Stephen, I beg for your mercy to save Hungary. Lord, I offer my body and soul to you. Jesus, Virgin Mary, Saint Joseph, please be with me in the moment of my death. I trust you, Saint Heart of Jesus."